Hello everyone, Daria here, and welcome to episode number 14 of the Slow Russian Language Podcast. Today we're going to talk about Russian names and why they seem so difficult sometimes. But before we jump right to the content, I want to make a couple announcements. Number one is that my website is almost ready, and starting now, you can go there again and find all materials there. It's realrussianclub.com/slowrussianpodcast. You'll find the link in the show notes. And number two is that I'm on YouTube, finally. I've uploaded 3 videos there, and it's so embarrassing. I know I'll be so ashamed of it later, but now they are there on my channel, so go have a look. You can see the link in the show notes or on my website in the front page. Okay, now enough talking, and let's speak some Russian. Русские имена. Русские имена почему-то очень часто удивляют иностранцев. Дело в том, что почти каждое русское имя имеет 2 формы – официальную и повседневную. Например, мое имя – Дарья, но чаще всего меня зовут Даша. То же самое с остальными именами. Мария – это Маша, Павел – это Паша, Виктор – это Витя и так далее. Некоторые имена не меняются. Например, Марина. Кроме того, в России у каждого человека есть не только имя и фамилия, но и отчество. Оно образуется от имени отца. Например, моего папу зовут Сергей, поэтому мое отчество – Сергеевна, Дарья Сергеевна. Полное имя, то есть фамилия, имя и отчество, используется в большинстве официальных документов. Кроме того, незнакомые люди обращаются друг к другу по имени и отчеству, например, на работе. Молодые обращаются по имени и отчеству к старшим. В неформальных ситуациях мы обычно называем друг друга только по имени. And that was it for the text. Now let's try to translate it and find some interesting vocabulary. Русские имена почему-то очень часто удивляют иностранцев. Russian names for some reason very often surprise foreigners. Here I want to mention the word почему-то. I'm sure you know it as why, почему. But when you use it with то, почему-то, it means for some reason. The synonyms in Russian are зачем-то, для чего-то. And usually it's when you don't know the reason, but for some reason you did something. For example, you have a day off and you still feel tired. In Russian you could say я сегодня не работал, но почему-то устал. I didn't work today, but for some reason I feel tired. Or imagine that some girl had an amazing date with an amazing guy, but for some reason he's not calling back. So she could say, у нас было идеальное свидание, но он почему-то не звонит. We had a perfect day, but for some reason he's not calling. Well, maybe that date was not that perfect, apparently. Anyway, the next sentence.
Дело в том, что почти каждое русское имя имеет 2 формы – официальную и повседневную.
The thing is that almost each Russian name has 2 forms – the official one and the everyday one. This sentence starts with
«дело в том, что»
– the thing is that and blah blah blah. This phrase is very common. It's the thing is, the matter of fact is. You use it when you want to explain something. Imagine that you are shopping somewhere, trying to find some outfit. Actually, it happens a lot to me. Almost every time I'm shopping. You know, I'm looking through t-shirts, and someone would approach and just say, can you help me? Do you have this size? Do you have it in different color? And I always have to reply something like, you know, I don't work here. And in Russian, it sounds like, дело в том, что я здесь не работаю. I don't know why they think I'm a seller. I just don't understand. Okay, the next sentence.
Например, мое имя Дарья, но чаще всего меня зовут Даша.
For example, my name is Daria, but usually I'm called Dasha. And it's so true. Almost no one calls me in my full name. Okay, the next sentence.
То же самое с остальными именами. Мария – это Маша, Павел – это Паша, Виктор – это Витя и так далее.
The same with other names. Maria is Masha, Pavel is Pasha, Victor is Vitya, and so on. And you know, sometimes it's obvious. Like, Masha and Maria, at least they start with the same letters. But sometimes it's just weird how those names transform. Like, full name Oksana and the short one Ksyusha. And if you don't know, you know, the specific of it, you would never guess why Ksyusha is Oksana. They are so different. But it's the part of our everyday life, so if you're serious about Russian and Russia, you'll have to deal with it. Okay, the next sentence of this paragraph.
Некоторые имена не меняются. Например, Марина.
Some names don't get changed. For example, Marina. Well, everything is obvious here. To change, меняться.
Кроме того, в России у каждого человека есть не только имя и фамилия, но и отчество.
Moreover, every person in Russia has not only a first name and a last name, but also a patronymic. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it correctly, like patronymic. I hope you know what I mean, father's name. But in this sentence, I want to pay attention to this beginning.
Кроме того.
The synonyms are более того,
помимо этого.
And it's translated as moreover, besides that. So here it means that not only we have two forms of our first name, but also we have third name, patronymic.
Оно образуется от имени отца.
It is formed from a father's name. And here you see the word отца. It's genitive from отец. And it means father. The difference between папа and отец, we don't call our dads, you know, отец.
Привет, отец.
No, in family we always call them папа. But in some official situation, we use the word отец. Maybe it's the same as a father and dad, daddy in English. Something like that. For example, if your father is a journalist, just like mine is, so I can say,
мой отец журналист.
My father is journalist. And if I'm talking to friends, I usually say,
мой папа журналист.
So it depends on situation. Another example concerns one of the most famous Russian books. It's Fathers and Sons. So in Russian, it's
Отцы и дети.
For instance,
Отцы и дети – это моя любимая книга.
Fathers and Sons is my most favorite book. So if you have some time, you can go and read it. It's Russian classics. Okay, the next sentence.
Например, моего папу зовут Сергей. Поэтому моё отчество Сергеевна.
For example, my dad's name is Сергей, so my patronymic is Сергеевна. And here pay attention that if it's a girl, her patronymic ends with «на».
Сергеевна, Викторовна, Александровна.
But if it's a man, his patronymic will end with «ич».
Сергеевич.
For instance, my brother is Дмитрий Сергеевич. And the next sentence.
Полное имя, то есть фамилия, имя и отчество, используется в большинстве официальных документов.
Full name, last name, first name and patronymic are used in most official documents. Well, I don't see any interesting words here, so we're moving on.
Кроме того, незнакомые люди обращаются друг к другу по имени и отчеству. Например, на работе.
Besides that, strangers address each other with the first name and the patronymic, for example, at work. Strangers, it's not the best word here. It means that someone you're not in close relationship with. Just some colleague from work. We usually use the first name and patronymic. The next sentence.
Молодые обращаются по имени и отчеству к старшим.
Young people address with the first name and the patronymic for older ones. And you see, in translation I said young people, but in Russian I only said молодые, meaning молодые люди. But it's okay to skip the noun sometimes in Russian. So, if you are young and you are talking to some person who's much older than you are, you should use patronymic there too. And the last sentence of this text.
В неформальных ситуациях мы обычно называем друг друга только по имени.
In informal situations, we usually call each other just by name. Well, you see this phrase.
Неформальные ситуации.
Informal situation. It's so close to English. It means just in everyday life, among friends, family. We use only the short version of the first name. And that's it for the vocabulary section. And one more time, just to explain to you how it works. Because I have many questions about that, especially from Americans, for some reason.
Почему-то.
They don't understand. It's kind of similar to your way of addressing people formally, like Mr. Smith, Mr. Johnson. But we don't use last names when we address someone. We would say Ivan Ivanovich, Viktor Viktorovich. We don't say Mr. last name, no. For example, children in school don't address their teacher with last name. They say Maria Ivanovna. So it's just like that, and that was it about the Russian names. Now one more time, you will find all the materials on my new website, it's realrussianclub.com. Also, please go and have a look on YouTube, my Real Russian Club channel, and please, please subscribe. The thing is, I have a terrible URL now. It's like youtube.com/weird characters and numbers and everything. And if I have 100 subscribers, I'll be able to change it to youtube.com/realrussianclub. And it's so much more comfortable. And also, please let me know in the comments if you come from the Slow Russian podcast. It'll be awesome to see you there. Okay, I guess that's it for today. And thank you very much for listening. I hope to see you in the next episode of the Slow Russian Language Podcast. Bye-bye!